Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 25 to 27. God expects us to offer willingly. We read in Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 to 3 and verse number 8 like this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. For everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." The recent history of the children of Israel reveals how they have acquired their wealth. Their great-grandfather, Jacob, had crossed the River Jordan with just his staff, and through the 20 years, it was God who blessed Jacob with wives, children, and possessions. His son Joseph was the first of their predecessor who entered Egypt as a slave without even the tunic of many colors that was snatched away by his brothers to produce as circumstantial evidence to his father Jacob to prove his untimely death. However, God elevated Joseph to a powerful position, allowed them to settle in Goshen, Egypt, and blessed them with children, flocks, herds, and other material blessings. Before the children of Israel left Egypt, Moses told them to ask for articles of silver, gold, and clothing from the Egyptians. God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they received all that they had requested, and even more, that they actually plundered the Egyptians, that we read in Exodus chapter 12 verses 35 and 36. Along with all the treasures of Egypt, they had a great deal of livestock. This was a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham many years ago that the children of Israel would come out of Egypt with great possessions. So in all account, the children of Israel were immensely wealthy with goods they had not earned but gifted by God according to his divine plan. Now the time had come for the children of Israel to build a tabernacle so that God could literally dwell in the midst of them. God could just have created a tabernacle by speaking the word, just as he had created the entire universe in the beginning of time. However, God chose to take the offerings from his children to build his sanctuary for his dwelling place on earth. We should note here that God expected only offerings that were given out of willing hearts. God will not force his children to offer anything to him, but would rather wait and see what they would be willing to offer to him. Even today, God operates on the same principles that he had set up so many years ago. We are told to give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, but cheerfully and willingly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Our willing offering should include not only our treasures, but our time and our talents as well. Ultimately, God expects us to present ourselves, which is our bodies, as a living sacrifice in his altar for his use. This is the reasonable service that we can do, and God expects the sacrificial action from us. Let us ask ourselves this question today. Can I offer myself and all that I have to God and for his kingdom on earth? As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 7 and 8, the words of Apostle Paul, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work."